Born in 344 AD, Saint Mary of Egypt moved to the city of Alexandria when she was 12 years old and worked as a prostitute at age 17. Mary, throughout most of her life, persisted in sexual sin, and most of the time it wasn't just for money, but out of fun. With the intention of continuing her trade, she joined a large group that was making a pilgrimage to Jerusalem for the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Pilgrims were gathered in Jerusalem to venerate the relic of the True Cross that was discovered by Saint Helena, mother of Constantine the Great, during her pilgrimage to the Holy Land about the year 326. Now, after having arrived in Jerusalem, she persisted in her shameless life, and on the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross, joined the crowds towards the church, where the sacred relic was venerated, hoping to meet in the gathering some new victims whom she might allure to sin. And now came the turning point in her career. When she got to the door of the church, she was unable to enter. A miraculous force propelled her away from the door each time she approached. After trying to get in three or four times, Mary of Egypt moved to a corner of the churchyard and was struck with remorse for her wicked life, which she recognized as the cause of her exclusion from the church. Bursting into bitter tears and beating her breast, she began to bewail her sins. Just then, her eyes fell upon a statue of the Blessed Virgin above the spot where she was standing, and in deep faith and humility of heart, she besought Our Lady for help and permission to enter the church and venerate the sacred wood on which Jesus had suffered, promising that if her request were granted, she would then renounce forever the world and its ways, and forthwith depart whithersoever Our Lady might lead her. Encouraged by prayer and counting on the mercy of the Mother of God, she once more approached the door of the church, and this time succeeded in entering without the slightest difficulty. Having adored the Holy Cross and kissed the pavement of the church, she returned to Our Lady's statue, and while praying there for guidance as to her future course, she seemed to hear a voice from afar, telling her that if she crossed the Jordan, she would find rest. She then set out in the evening and arrived at the Jordan and received communion in a church dedicated to Saint John the Baptist. The next day, she crossed the river and went into the desert, where she lived alone for 47 years. A priest named Father Zosimus was out in the desert because it was the custom of him and his brethren to spend the 40 days of Lent fasting and praying, returning home on Palm Sunday. He was stunned when he came across this unkempt, raggedy woman. Her hair was pure white, the years in the desert having taken their toll on her emaciated body. The priest asked her if she would tell him why she was in the desert and share what had happened to her. Slowly, Mary recounted to Father about her life as a prostitute and her new life alone in the desert. Father Zosimus cried. After they had conversed and prayed together, she begged Zosimus to promise to meet her at the Jordan on Holy Thursday evening of the following year and bring with him the Blessed Sacrament. The priest was true to his word and returned bearing the Eucharist. After some time, Mary appeared on the eastern bank of the river and, having made the sign of the cross, walked upon the waters to the western side. Having received Holy Communion, she raised her hands towards heaven and cried aloud in the words of Simon, "Now thou dost dismiss thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word in peace, because my eyes have seen thy salvation." She then asked Father Zosimus to come in the course of a year to the spot where he had first met her in the desert, adding that he would find her then in what condition God might ordain. He came, but only to find the poor saint's corpse, and written beside it on the ground a request that he should bury her, and a statement that she had died a year before, on the very night on which he had given her Holy Communion. So, Father Zosimus, amazed, began to dig, but soon tired. Then a lion approached and began to help him. That is, after Father Zosimus had recovered from his fear of the creature. Thus, Saint Mary of Egypt was buried. Father Zosimus returned to the monastery, told all he had seen, and improved the faults of the monks and abbot there. he died at almost 100 years old in the same monastery. Later, the story of Mary's life was written down by Saint Sophronius, Patriarch of Jerusalem. Today, the relics of the saint are venerated in Rome, Naples, Russia, and some places around the world. Saint Mary of Egypt is honored in the Roman Catholic Church, April 1st, and by the Orthodox Church. She is the patroness of chastity, temptations of the flesh, and skin diseases. Saint Mary of Egypt, pray for us all, especially today, as sins of the flesh are so prevalent. Saint Mary of Egypt's story is a reminder to us all on the forgiving love and mercy of God. Whatever your sins and how numerous they might be, at the end of the day, the very God that has loved and nurtured you all your life is always waiting with arms wide open. All he asks you to do is to place yourself in the spirit of humility and receive his mercy into your heart. And he will transform your heart the same way he did to Saint Mary of Egypt.